Hey, Diana.
A reasonable amount of time. Yes, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. Thank you very much. I think that I want you to corroborate that. But I believe that the people from NIDA, I think that were saying that they didn't have enough collaboration from the different units, right? When they were
That's what I had understood a few weeks ago.
Okay. Uh-huh. And the second thing, I really, really, really appreciate that you can get some of that information, because like I said, I'm a director and I requesting privately in open meetings by email all that information. Nobody's answering. Even I cannot get the answer about who the counsel, who are the lawyers from the foundation. And, you know, I cannot, that's why I'm really amazed that you can get all that information from the people, and I cannot, like a director, I don't have any of that information, really. I mean, this is incredible. Oh. Well, thank you that at least somebody have the communication with them, even if the IED is not communicating with us, but that's okay.
Well,
thank you.
Maybe I'm good at pestering them. Okay, well, good. And that's what I try to do, because I'm also kind of curious myself. Let's see. Oh, I did want to mention the report from NIDA on their advances that we had expected after their initial visits to the offices. Apparently that report still hasn't been produced. So I'm trying to follow up on that. And we hope that we will get one. I think, at least as far as George and some of his immediate coworkers go, it's kind of been all hands on deck and working as hard and as fast as possible to be able to prepare the fiscal year 2017 tax return that was submitted to the IRS on its last due date, which was August 15th. So that was a tremendous amount of work to get that ready. And now they're trying to, like I mentioned, they're trying to catch up with all the other things that haven't been done yet. There's a lot of cleaning up to do, and I think, you know, it sounds like they have, I'm not sure if it's a full plan, but they've got a plan in progress to work on all their stuff and get it up to date and clean. And George said he hoped to be able to start generating financial reports, monthly financial reports, within a couple of months. So that would be a big advance as well. Go ahead.
Okay, so
go ahead,
I heard part of, I hope I'm not getting my meetings confused. I think it was the Finance Committee meeting last week, and Anita was on for NIDA.
Right. Right.
And she was saying that they still have not been given remote access to Great Plains. And they've been on board for 4 months or so. I don't know what the problem is. But that's rather shocking, since that's where all financial information... May I finish?
Yeah.
I don't... We're paying these folks to do work that is absolutely necessary, and I don't understand why people are not being held to account for their... I don't want to use the word failures. Somebody help me here. English is not my best language. For their not having provided the folks that were paying to do it with.
I think we lost you there, Serene.
I'm sorry. Folks need to be held to account for the work that they're being paid to do. which is to provide the information to the people who were paying to work for us. So that's very troubling to me. Obviously, it affects their ability to do other things besides whatever finance was talking about at the time. But I do have a motion because I don't understand why at this stage we do not know who's missing what. And my understanding is that some of the weaknesses or missing information, whatever the case is, is at stations where, you know, they're not operating with skeletal staff. So that is really shocking to me. But I do have a motion. I'd like to send it. I think somebody else was on staff, so I'll just send it and wait.
But I will interject a point of information. Maybe you didn't hear. George tells me
information about this.
I'm giving some information right now. George told me he got access, full access today to Great Plains. And I didn't ask, but I would like to assume that other people at NEDA also got similar access. So let us hope that that situation is resolved. I agree that it's a real problem if people weren't given access out of either carelessness or I don't know why, but it's worth asking about that. Grace, what is your point
Thank
of information?
You. I didn't hear that. Thanks very much.
Yes.
Okay.
After the Tuesday National Finance Committee meeting, our KPFK local station board met, finance committee met. We were alarmed about this exact problem, so at our LSV meeting, we asked Jonathan Alexander, who's an LSV staff representative at KPFK. He's also our technical director. He works on things for the national office. And he said, yes, there was a problem with NETA on, having access. Access was given. It was not withheld. They had the same access that all other units had. However, sometimes there are difficulties with software difficulties or other access difficulties. Some people can get a certain type of email. Some people can't. Some people can get access. Anyway, he said he was working on it, and it was going to be resolved. There's also the problem that NETA is in North Carolina where there were storms. So,
Well, that doesn't account for the months before that.
It was going to be completely resolved, and as you say, it is now resolved. Nothing was withheld from them, according to Jonathan.
Good to know, Jonathan.
Hey, Deanna?
Okay. That was Jonathan Alexander, did you say? Right?
Yes.
Jonathan Alexander. Okay. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. Did I hear you correctly when you said that a lot of accounts were not reconciled, and we are talking about the past fiscal year, right? Because I know that the foundation had 26 bank accounts, and you say that some of them were not reconciled, and things and the entries were not on the Great Plains?
That's what I understood.
Oh,
at least for starting in fiscal year
that.
2017.
I have information about that.
Adriana, is that your full question? Are you done?
Yes.
Grace, go ahead with your information.
Yes. Anyone can listen to Anita from NEDA's report to the National Finance Committee. It was an open session. It's on the archives, and anyone can listen to it. She stated that there was a considerable amount of data entry that had never been done at certain stations, and that NEDA had personnel who were ready and willing to input that information into Great Plains. They were just waiting to fix whatever problem it was with their access to Great Plains. So there have been there has been a considerable amount of data, I believe. I don't know if it's considerable, but I believe there's been a deficiency in certain stations inputting initially in financial information into Great Plains. So that all that information, all that simple bookkeeping of data entry, of expenses, expenditures, and revenue has to be input into the Great Plains software. And Nita,
okay,
picking up the slack on some of that, as far as all of our stations go, we have to make sure that every station is a business manager and the simple bookkeeping of should be maintained. And there are deficiencies at some stations, and the local station boards should put pressure on your general managers and your management and on the national board or whatever to make sure that the bookkeeping is kept up to date and any backlogs are taken care of. In my opinion, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
We should have an executive director that do their job and tell the general managers to do their job. That is a problem here. Come from the top down. Now, if we
have
managers that are not accountable, how can we do it? We can. We have in the last year, we are asking the executive director and our interim general manager that now resigned, and I'm inquiring resigned, but, you know, for information, and the information never comes. Doesn't matter how many times the LSV asks. If the employees, the supervisor of the employees, in this case, the general manager and or the business manager doesn't give the information, their supervisor, that is the executive director, should put the pressure there. The LSV can say whatever we want, but we don't have any way to enforce that. Okay? That's why.
Understood. Although the PNB is the boss of the ED, right? So, you know, there's some room there to try and get those things done.
Yes.
And, yeah. All right.
We try. But, you know, it's a shield that prevents people, employees, for accountability. That's the problem in the PNB. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Adriana. Let me just see. All right. That's what I've got handy on the general audit. I believe Serene is the only person on the stack at the moment. So go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so two things. You know, we heard at great length and we saw monies that had been contributed for the audit used to pay salaries, et cetera, in the national office.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said. Could you start
I
over?
I said we know that occurred last year, that money that had been contributed to pay for the audit were used not to pay the auditors, but to also pay or to instead pay various contractors and consultants and, you know, on temps and all sorts of things. So it's you know, more than a little bit distressing to know that after we had that happen, we still have entries for a significant period of time that were not done. So you kind of wonder where that money went or whether we're now going to have to pay NIDA, because, you know, if this is beyond the scope, if this is, in fact, beyond the scope of the original agreement, we're going to end up having to pay NIDA to do what we've already paid someone else, allegedly, to do, allegedly. So that's a problem. But I want to say that when we talk about, you know, getting on your general manager to get certain things done, I think it's important that the board, the local board, act in consult as a board, not that each of the 24 people feel that they have a right to corner and, you know, harangue the general manager.
Uh-huh.
We have had incidents where national board members felt that they had a right to get in the face of various GMs and so forth. We're not looking for a lawsuit. We're not looking for disrespect. But, you know, the board should act as a board. To that end, I've sent you guys a motion, which I'm going to try to read right now, that says that move that the interim executive director shall provide to the foundation secretary by September 24th, that's a week from today, for equal distribution to all LSD members, a single report from NIDA itemizing by station all missing audit items so that everybody who's a member of a local station board gets the exact same report that breaks down what's missing from KPF8, what's missing from KPFT, what's missing from KPFK, et cetera, so that they can see what the situation is at their station, but also what their situation is at their station in comparison to the rest. Because the audit report that goes in, if, you know, CPB is not going to give money for KPFT and not for KPFA. Well, they will, depending on the listening patterns and the listening numbers and so the audience numbers, we know. But I'm saying when the foundation applies for something, it's the foundation that applies. So we need to know where in the foundation we're having this problem.
This is Grace. I have a request.
One second. I have a point of information. Excuse me. A point of information, Serene. You might want to change that date. It is during the week of October 1st that the auditors are saying by this time the majority, if not all, of the client requested items should be provided to us at the beginning of or during the week of October 1st. So that would be, the 1st is a Monday. So I think, you know, you got to give people until the 3rd or 4th or 5th, you know, to be able to comply with the auditor's request. I don't remember exactly what you had in the motion.
I would like the information to, as it is now, not after they've fulfilled it. Everybody's had this for a while. This is not a request that the auditors made of people last week. These requests are more than a month old. We need to know what were they asked to do. It's fine for them to follow up and say, hey, great, we've got everything we wanted. But we need to know what's outstanding and why it's still outstanding. It's not a new request.
Are you talking?
Grace, I have
I'm sorry, there are other people on the stack here. Go ahead, Grace. Yeah.
Okay, I don't really object to Serene's motion. However, I'd like to know why she's asking for the information from NIDA rather than from the auditor. I think it would be more appropriate, as for the audit committee, to ask for this information from the auditor, because that's what you want to know, isn't it, in the motion?
The thing is, all of this information is, I'm just,
a question of pain.
Excuse me, a point of information, just that it's going to be channeled, or most of it, through Wondren at the national office, in case that's helpful to know.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said that all the information that the auditors are requesting in the, you know, usual audit request list, a lot of it is, if not all of it, will be channeled through the national office, through Wondren, who is kind of the central person working on the audit there for Pacifica.
Meaning NIDA. Meaning NIDA.
Sorry?
At this point. Right.
No, I'm That's talking right. about Wondren at the national office.
May I respond to Ms. Aaron's question?
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I guess you're saying that they're down to one employee at the national office. I don't think that one employee can possibly do all the work that's needed or even compile all the information from five stations. NIDA said that one of their tasks was going to be working with the auditor to provide the needed information for the audit. I thought I heard that in a call, well, I don't know, one of the many meetings. I thought that's the one of their jobs was to help support the audit. So rather than tasking, I don't care if Tom gets it from this one person who you say is left in the national office. I mean, there is no national office, really. But the one person who's left in the so-called national office, or whether it's coming through NITA. I believe NITA, and maybe one of the, I haven't seen the contract, maybe one of or more of the directors can clarify that for me, if in fact I'm expecting more of them than we asked them to do. But I believe NITA was supposed to be the source of you know, the information. They're supposed to be doing the compilation. That's why I included that language in the motion. If in fact I'm incorrect and they're not charged with that, then we can just strike NITA. We don't care where the IED gets it from. He just needs to get it to the LSE.
Did you send out this motion yet? Oh, there it is. Okay. Who was on
yes.
the stack? I'm sorry, I lost track.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Madam Chair, I want to say something too. When NITA was hired, I mean that the explanation was that they will cost less to the foundation, but because they will be doing the job of the CFO and two senior accountants from the national office. It means that it's absolutely true that doesn't matter if one more person is in the national office. NITA is supposed to provide all that information, like Serene said. I mean, part of their job is provide all of that to the auditors. That's why it's important to see how many things do they have. No?
I think I don't have a full understanding of how everything is being coordinated between who and who does what exactly. OneTrend is coordinating some or a lot of the information from the stations and helping put that together for NITA, that NITA can then have it all and work on it. To prepare it for the auditors. I can't really elaborate further on that. I just don't really know where the division of labor stands. I don't think NITA is sitting back and taking our money and, you know, eating bonbons or anything. Who is that on the stack?
Apologies for the interruption. Paulina to the stack.
Go ahead, Paulina.
So I believe that once the motion's on the floor, a couple of people should argue for, a couple against. But my argument for would be that we need a report from anybody involved with audit-related information. So whether it be NITA or the auditor, I think that the motion to that the IED should provide the foundation secretary by September 24th or any date for equal distribution to all LSB members of the 5-member stations is very valid and would be absolutely foundational, necessary for our work as committee members. Otherwise, we're wasting our time. Thank you.
I will argue against this motion. Not in principle, because I think it will at some point be a good thing for us to know so that we can support NITA and the auditors in getting the information. But this is creating additional work for NITA and for the auditors that, you know, they're going to put it together, especially the auditors. They're going to have their checklist for every unit. And they will be able to inform us what they have not gotten from people. I don't think we need to put that kind of time limit on it. If they've asked everybody to submit information by the end of the first week of October, I'm not going to ask them for information, this information before that. That's my argument against. Are there any other comments there, or shall we take a vote?
I guess, Paulina, to the staff really quickly. I think
go ahead,
the
Paulina.
Point here is not, thank you, Chair, not so much the due date as the fact that there should be equal distribution to all LSD members so as to allow us as LSD members to follow up with the missing audit items for each station. So I don't know if the motion author wants to revise, or but I hope that all the other audit committee members can echo my concern that the information be shared equally among LSD members in a timely manner.
This is Grace for the stack.
James,
go ahead,
stack.
Grace.
And
Grace
Serene.
And James. Grace.
Okay.
James Serene. Uh huh.
Okay.
Go ahead, Grace.
The audit committee, of course, can work with the auditor. That's the purview of the audit committee. However, the audit committee cannot give orders or send money, for instance, asking for legal opinions that cost the foundation hourly rate of a lawyer, nor can it give tasks to the executive director without those first being approved by the PNB. So anything outside of the purview of direct access to the auditor that we do have as a special privilege of the audit committee, any motion we pass must then be approved, be put on the agenda of the PNB and approved by the PNB. So I would suggest possibly requesting this information from the auditor, not from NIDA, because NIDA it would then have to go through probably the Finance Committee, then the PNB. The Finance Committee, for instance, doesn't have the jurisdiction to ask to spend money or to ask for information without it going through the PNB. The Finance Committee alone cannot approve an unbudgeted expenditure, and it cannot give orders to an executive director or a CFO. So if you want to ask this of the auditor, that's fine, I think. That's within our purview, and we can request it from the IED if but we can't mandate that this information be given to us without it being approved by the PNB first in the committee reports on the PNB open agenda.
Thank you, Grace. James, please go ahead.
I just wanted to suggest language to the effect of what Grace just said as an amendment to the motion. Move that the audit committee requests that the IED shall provide to the foundation secretary, et cetera, by, and then I would say as rather than September 24th, as soon as possible, the report from NIDA. That would be an amendment.
All right. Serene?
Okay, thanks. So with regard to the previous motion, which Ms. Aaron was kind enough to mention, the language was that we recommend that foundation counsel be requested. The recommendation is obviously to the PNB, since we're not saying we're going to request it. We are recommending. So that problem, rather than, you know, being used to come at another motion, could simply have been addressed by an amendment had the member chosen to make one. But you know, it's a different approach to having things. With regard to this motion, the IED, I understand from an earlier report he had given to the PNB, he's going to be gone by the end of the month. So I don't see why we would wait until this lane ends. I don't see why we would wait until the until he's no longer on the job to. I think the PNB members are aware of that deadline, but, you know, it may have changed. But I don't see the point in waiting until October. And, frankly, I don't see the point in waiting until the last minute to ask. These are emails that were sent to the station, sent to the management. All they need to do is to be forwarded in a single email that says, here are the things we need from you. I don't believe Mita made that request, you know, in August and has done nothing since. I'm sure there's ongoing communication that recognizes what they've received and what they still outstanding. So any amendment, and I have to look at it again, but any amendment, if you'd like to, I'd be fine with making the request directly of Nita. But I want it in writing. I'm really troubled by these, you know, rehashing of conversations that even when people have the best of intentions do not necessarily accurately convey the information that we're supposedly paying professionals to provide.
Okay, first of all, a point of information. I think, I don't know about you all, but I think we may have gotten, we may have conflated two different things. Information that Nita may be looking for from the stations and the auditor's request list. Those are two different things. And I think Serene is referring to Nita's requests. I think I mentioned that Tom was expecting to have a meeting. He hopes this Wednesday with Nita and all the stations to deal with some of these issues or find out what's going on and such. So I at least myself will, and on behalf of the audit committee, would ask for a report there, you know, to see what happens out of that meeting. And that may help to answer some of our questions. But again, I am worried about, well, I'm going to stop there because the rest is editorializing.
Madam Chair?
So we should see what to do with this motion. Yes, Serene.
Well, you said you had a point of information and then you made argument. I would like to respond to what you said.
I know, that's why I stopped
talking. I thought you said a point of information was a question, but then you made statement.
I forgot to stop talking in time, and I eventually did stop. Sorry about that. Please, what else do you want to say?
This committee meets every other week, it seems. I just don't want us to keep spinning our wheels. We are entitled to have this information. We are responsible for getting this information. CPB money may be in the U.S. budget for the last time for a while. I don't know. But it would be nice, since it's our tax money, if we could arrange to get our share of it, which will not happen if we don't get these audits done. So why we keep dancing around the issue, which is we've hired people to get it done. They need information. The information is not getting to them. And for about 4 months, I think these people came on in April or May. You know,
no, they didn't come on until like July. And the auditors, or late June at the soonest, and July. No, because you're saying things that aren't correct.
Eileen, then you are free to make a correction when I'm done. You don't get to cut me off to insert your views.
Go ahead, Serene.
No, an apology would be too much. You know, the fact, when you chair a meeting, you facilitate a meeting. You don't dominate a meeting. You don't take over a meeting. Okay?
Thank you for that clarification.
The fact is that we are...
Chair, can you please bring the member to order? Disparaging the chair is irresponsible and not necessary.
Okay, everybody, thank you, Grace.
No, it's not
everyone
a point of order.
Everyone stop talking now. Stop now. Stop. Serene, stop talking.
Now the problem is equal. Now the problem is me.
Serene, just stop talking. We're going to impose some order here and conduct the meeting accordingly. I take your point, Serene. Well taken. I'm sorry if I interrupt and editorialize at times. We understand that you are anxious to get information. If I have fallen down on communicating some of the information, I apologize for that, and I'm ready to take responsibility. Sorry that I have other activities and at times don't quite make it through or get everything done. MEDA is moving forward. They have made that very clear. They are now getting what they need. I don't want to task them with more producing information that will not help them move forward. I would prefer that we give them a chance to move forward on getting the numbers together to make them ready for the audit rather than asking them for other information. If they can't get information from somebody, we will help them get it. They will let us know. I don't think we need to make this a huge... Excuse me, I'm not done talking. I am not finished talking. I am the chair, and you will stop talking. I don't... Serene, let me... I am taking over because I am the chair, and these arguments, I think we are wasting our time. MEDA is working. They will get us information. They will tell us what they need. We can get it from them. Same for the auditors.
We're out of time for this matter.
Madam Chair,
thank you, Jane.
Point of order.
Let us vote on this motion and be done with this.
We're out of time. What is it saying?
Grace Aaron, without waiting to be given the floor, in fact, without requesting that she be heard for a point of order, started to make a point of order. And when I pointed that out to you, you asked me to be silent, although I was the person she was interrupting. And as
I apologize for that.
And okay, I don't want an apology when the same behavior continues, because right after you said you were sorry, you then continue to argue against the motion.
Can we,
if you wish to argue
okay.
against the motion, you are then, like every other member, you have to get on the stack to do that.
Point well taken. I'm sorry if I, you know, people were talking over each other and I didn't know who was where. Anyway, can we please now?
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes, James.
We're out of time. Can we vote?
Serene, please stop talking. James, thank you.
We're out of time. Can we vote, please?
Thank you. Yes, let us vote on, do we vote on the amendment first or on the motion, the original motion? Can someone remind me?
Madam Chairman, we have the amendment
first.
In writing.
I'm sorry, Adriana?
I have the amendment in writing before we vote.
I'm going to withdraw the amendment.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't withdraw my amendment.
No, we have it. Wait, there's another amendment?
Yes.
Motion.
I have the motion. Was there, Serene, did you amend your own motion?
I did, because I felt the amendment that was offered was inadequate.
I did not. Oh, let me see if it's come in.
I didn't say I said it, but I...
Okay, I did not note it or hear it. Do you want to tell us what the amendment was?
The amendment, you felt that it was too much to ask the IED to forward the emails that MEDA could provide him, and I said then we can make the request, as a committee, we can make the request directly from of MEDA and the auditors.
I'm sorry, can you phrase that for the motion?
Sending it to you all in writing right now.
Thank you.
Paulina, point of information.
Go ahead.
There must be some confusion. The original motion stated moved that the IED shall provide to the foundation secretary by deadline for equal distribution to all MV members. A single report from MEDA. You've been arguing that, Madam Chair, that the it's too much to ask of NIDA, while the request is to the IED, and the promptness of the matter is because we don't know how much longer the interim direct, executive director will continue to exercise, his functions. So I'm a bit confused here. I think that the motion, as if Serene wants to continue with that, I would continue seconding that motion. And I will have to leave the call in a few minutes, but thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, we've got an amended motion from Serene that says, moved that the chair shall obtain and provide to the foundation secretary by September 24th, 2018, for equal distribution to all LSB members, a single report from NIDA and auditors, itemizing by station all missing audit items. Shall we take a vote, Madam Secretary?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, thank you.
Yes, can you hear me? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Aileen Rosen?
No.
Julie Hewitt? Pass. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Jaime Gomez? Ken Lauffer?
Pass.
AC Wood. Adriana Wood. Yes. Grace Adam.
No.
James Agurton.
No.
Adriana Violette.
No.
Masquila Washington. Masquila. Paulina Vasilev.
Yes.
Okay, let me come back. Jaime Gomez. Jaime Gomez, how do you vote?
Jaime, he doesn't seem to be on the call anymore. He's not on the
okay.
Maestro list.
Ken Lauffer?
No.
Masquila Washington?
Masquila's gone as well.
Okay. The vote is 3 yes, 5 no's.
Okay.
I didn't hear Adriana Castaneda's vote.
I vote yes. We have Serene Roberts, Adriana Kasnave, and Paulina Vasilev. We say yes. Aileen Rosen, Grace Aaron, James Agurton, Adriana LaViolette, and Ken Lauffer vote no.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Madam Secretary. The motion did not pass.
Okay, Madam Chair,
are we going to executive session?
Because we need 2 minutes of executive session at least.
I'm sorry, this is a parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead, Serene.
If the amended motion did not fail, we go back to the original motion.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sorry about
sorry.
That. Well,
yes.
Let's do that.
Okay, the original motion... How do you vote? Aileen?
No.
Okay. Julie Hewitt?
Pass.
Okay. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Jaime Gomez? He's not on the call. You say Ken Lauffer?
No.
Adriana Casney votes yes. Grace Aaron?
No.
James Agurton?
No.
Adrian LaViolette?
No.
Maskila Washington is not here anymore?
Yeah, I don't see her. Yeah.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay. Julie Hewitt? How do you vote? Julie, you pass. How do you vote?
Yeah, hang on. I'm rereading. No.
Madam Chair, the vote is 3 yes, 6 no.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The motion does not pass. Okay, let's move on. Yeah, we've gone way over our time. So do we have any other new business? And our action item. I'm sorry, who's that?
I have a question. Serene with a question.
Go ahead, Serene.
So we had talked at a meeting a couple of months ago, but about providing the proposed timeline for the completion of the FY17 audit to the PMB so they could plan their meetings, you know, as we approach the quote holidays.
Yes, I understand.
All the other holidays. Has that been done?
No. It will be done tomorrow.
Okay, great.
That's my fault. And I noticed that too. It was at the last meeting, the August 20th meeting. Okay.
This is Grace, Aaron.
And
I have a point of personal privilege.
Okay. Go ahead, Grace.
I would like to thank you, Eileen, for being extremely patient and for doing an incredibly diligent and professional job of not only chairing this committee, but also all the outside work you do to provide information to this committee, which is extremely valuable. I'd like to, since we're on being streamed, I would like to publicly acknowledge the excellent work that Eileen has done for this foundation.
Well, thank you, Grace.
Second.
Third.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody. That warms my heart and is a reward in itself. Okay. Yes, go ahead. And I'll be asking you all for reference letters soon. No, just kidding. Somebody was that Serene?
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I actually would like to I don't think that was a point of personal privilege, but it's certainly a nice thing to do. And I would ask that in addition to what I believe are your best efforts, that you also strive to not take personally, you know, questions or problems when they occur about the manner in which you chair, which is generally good, but which sometimes does involve some overreaching, in my view, and that you not frame it as, you know, it being unfortunate that you have other things to do. I'm big on people having lives outside of Pacifica governance. And one of the reasons that I get frustrated is because I hear us going through the same thing over and over and over again. When we ask for reports, have people give you the written reports. Then you don't become the conduit. You don't become responsible for making sure that everyone understands exactly what you understood, because we all have the same document. But I thank you very much for your efforts.
Well, I appreciate that, Serene. Thank you. And I appreciate your suggestion. And I will try to do that, and I will try not to overreach, because I understand that sometimes I do start wandering off into my own feelings about things. You know, I'm new at this. That's an excuse, but there you go. So thanks, everyone.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana, go ahead.
We need to select the next meeting day, Madam Chair.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
So what do we think? Do people feel like they'd like to check in a couple of weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks? What is the feeling of all of you? Anybody?
I would like to recommend 2 weeks. I think we really have to stay on top of it.
James, for the stack.
Go ahead, James.
I think since the executive director is leaving, I'd agree with that, 2 weeks.
Okay.
Stay on top of it.
All right. Anybody else? All right. That will be October 1st. Madam Secretary, can you set the two usual meetings for October 1st? On the Pacifica site? Madam Secretary?
8:30 open and 9:30 executive?
Yes. On October 1st.
October 1st. Okay. I'm doing that right now.
Okay, thank you. If there's nothing else, I would like to adjourn to an executive session that should be pretty short, I hope. We have a couple of pieces of business there. Is there anything else, or can we adjourn?
Oh,
nothing
adjourn.
Heard? Sorry? Oh, adjourn. Yes, oh, thank
adjourn.
You. Okay. Do we need to second that?
No.
Bring no objection.
Okay.
No.
All right. We are adjourned only an hour later than we meant to be at 10:29.